So let's just take a moment here and tune into our own individual slice of Chitti Shakti, the power inside awareness. So you can find a posture, close your eyes. Just let your awareness come to the breath and feel how your body feels at this moment. If you're listening to this call while driving or walking, I'm not going to suggest that you don't close your eyes, but I think many of you can do this practice even with your eyes open, though I'm going to suggest that you perhaps set aside some time when you're not walking or driving to really get into it in meditation. So just begin by becoming aware of the sounds. This is, of course, a great classic meditation practice. So become aware of the sounds, very gently letting them flow in and out. Become aware of the places where your body touches the seat or your feet touch the ground. The weight, the experience of pressure, the sensation of pressure. The light sensation of touch where your clothes meet your skin. And the even lighter sensation of your skin meeting the air. Become aware of the breath. Notice the touch of the breath as it flows in, and notice where you feel it in your body, how your body moves when the breath rises and falls. And become aware of thoughts. For many of us, thoughts just constantly keep rising and falling. And see if you can let your attention cycle from sound to sensation to thought. Centering on the breath when you get lost. Recognizing perhaps that you're actually being breathed. Breath being a link between the Supreme Consciousness and our subtle mind consciousness. Now see if you can bring your attention backwards, if you can turn your awareness back on itself. If you can look through, so to speak, if you can focus through the sounds, the thoughts, the sensations, and begin to recognize that vibrant field of knowingness that is actually holding all these layers of your experience. This act of turning attention back on itself, it's called self-recursion, is actually the fundamental activity of consciousness. Consciousness is conscious of itself. Awareness is aware of itself. And for us, it's really an activity of turning back. It's often called becoming aware of awareness. Becoming aware of that in you that is conscious that you're listening to me. That in you that knows you're hearing sounds. That knows you're experiencing sensation. Now, see if you can investigate something else. Notice how when you turn your awareness back on itself, especially if you've done this practice a bit, there's a sense of a kind of a ground or even of a screen, a kind of a field. What you can start to notice is that the awareness that is actually the ground of your experience has a very particular quality to it that is actually, in one sense, always the same. Awareness is a field. And what you might also see is that this field, this awareing, it's not actually still. It scintillates, it vibrates, it has dynamism in it. One of the words that some of my Kashmiri Shaiva friends use for this is dynamic stillness, your field of awareness has a capacity for stillness, and as you go deeper into yourself, you feel that stillness more and more, but it also constantly moves. And if you look into your awareness, you may see, you may notice that stuff is always arising in it. That is, thoughts keep popping up in it. You're hearing my voice, and it's creating ripples in that awareness. And and what happens as these images and thoughts come up, as sound and sensation are perceived, is that the field takes the shape of these thoughts and feelings and perceptions. So just see if you can notice. this capacity for knowingness, for awareness, this awareing, and notice that it's constantly creating. It has this innate dynamism. Something is always happening inside the field of your awareness. I'm just going to ask you to stay in that examination. Your attention will be drawn to a thought or to a sensation or to my voice. And you can also, at the same time or at a different moment, just make this gesture of turning your attention back on itself.